In this work, the authors focus on improving how robots integrate different types of sensory information, like vision and touch, which is essential for tasks involving complex manipulation. They point out that traditional methods often just combine these different inputs into a single stream, which can cause important signals, especially from touch, to be overlooked when dominant signals, like vision, take precedence. To tackle this problem, they introduce a novel approach where policies are divided into specialized components, each handling a specific type of sensory input. A separate router system then learns how much to rely on each component based on the context of the task, allowing robots to better adapt to varying conditions and requirements. This method not only improves performance in simulated tasks, but also shows its effectiveness in real-world scenarios such as object picking from opaque containers and precise movement of items in hand. Additionally, their framework shows strong resilience to disturbances, ensuring reliable operation even when sensors are affected. Router. The router section describes a key component of a compositional framework designed to handle various types of sensory modalities. The term modalities refers to different senses through which data can be received, such as visual input, depicted here as RGB imagery, and tactile feedback. The core concept revolves around effectively learning how to route these modes of data intelligently, depending on the context in which they are employed. The nature of this framework incorporates context-dependent routing, meaning that the system is capable of adjusting how different modalities are weighted and processed based on the situational context. This is particularly important in scenarios where one modality may provide more relevant information than others at specific points in time. Such adaptability is crucial for enhancing the overall system performance. The description outlines how raw sensory data, represented by RGB images and tactile inputs, is transformed into embeddings, a mathematical representation that retains the essential characteristics of the original data. These embeddings can then be processed more efficiently by downstream neural networks, enabling the system to learn and make informed decisions based on a richer understanding of the input signals. Moreover, the individual sensory modalities undergo a factorization process into complementary subpolicies. In practical terms, this means that each type of input is not treated solely as a single channel but is broken down into smaller, more specialized components. For instance, the tactile input might be divided into different strategies for processing fine and coarse tactile information, allowing the system to optimize its responses based on the specific nuances of the tactile data received. The interplay between these sensory modalities and the routing mechanism is critical. The system utilizes learned parameters to determine how various inputs should interact and contribute to decision-making processes in informed and contextually appropriate ways. This multifaceted approach enhances the robustness of the framework, allowing it to operate effectively across a wide range of tasks that may require different sensory inputs at different times. In conclusion, the router section exemplifies the sophistication of modern adaptive systems capable of leveraging diverse sensory modalities to produce intelligent behaviors in dynamic environments. Approach. The paper introduces a compositional framework for multimodal robot learning that aims to mitigate sensory modality sparsity through policy factorization and a consensus-based approach. The design is rooted in energy-based principles, allowing for effective robotic manipulation by integrating information from multiple sensory inputs. Problem formulation. In the context of imitation learning, the framework starts with a dataset of expert demonstrations where each state consists of multiple sensory modalities. The goal is to develop a policy that translates these modalities into actionable insights. Each sensory input is processed through a modality-specific encoder, generating a latent embedding that includes the necessary robot state information. This results in a more nuanced understanding of the inputs, which is essential for accurate action prediction. To learn this policy effectively, the authors train several subpolicies, each associated with a specific modality, but capable of capturing different behavioral aspects. A router network is employed to designate consensus weights, which harmonizes inputs from various modalities based on their current relevance, ensuring that no single modality dominates the learning process. Energy-based policy composition. The compositional strategy conceptualizes policies as energy functions, where actions are ranked by their associated energy levels. The composition of these policies functions similarly to multiplying distributions, leading to a formulation that emphasizes a weighted sum of energy contributions. This architecture particularly benefits from retaining distinct energy functions for each modality, allowing rare but critical signals to influence action generation significantly. Compositional policy factorization. The factorization approach is applied at both intermodality and intermodality levels, where the composite policy captures the relationships among various inputs effectively. This offers a structure where each modality lays down behavioral constraints on the overall action without competing for network capacity. Hence, even sporadically activated modalities can maintain their importance. Score-based implementation via diffusion models. The implementation involves using diffusion models to formalize the base policies as energy-based models. In this context, the aggregation process consists of two major phases. First, intermodality compositions average the outputs of subpolicies. Second, intermodality compositions leverage the router-weighted combinations to generate a unified score. The router plays a pivotal role in determining how much influence each modality has on the final decision, allowing for a nuanced approach to mixture weighting that is learned during training. This results in a robust mechanism that supports independent training of modality experts, thus providing flexibility and modularity in policy development. Advantages over existing fusion. The framework boasts several benefits. It offers robustness against modality sparsity, modularity for independent expert development, interpretability by revealing the influence of each modality through consensus weights, and principled consensus generation through energy-based approaches rather than simplistic feature fusion. Ultimately, this framework presents an innovative alternative to traditional concatenative methods in the landscape of multimodal robot learning. Main results. The experimental evaluations highlight significant advancements made by the proposed method in both simulation and real-world tasks. In the simulation environment, the method boasts a remarkable average success rate of 66%, which is a substantial 18% improvement over the concatenation baseline's performance of 56%. This improvement is achieved with only a slight increase in parameters, underscoring the efficiency of the compositional approach when compared to naive fusion methods. For the real-world tasks, the method consistently excelled across various scenarios, with success rates of 65% for occluded picking, 75% for spoon reorientation, and 52% for puzzle insertion. Importantly, it achieves these rates with the lowest average completion times among the evaluated methods. In one particular experiment, the RGB plus tactile concatenation baseline provided poor results, emphasizing that straightforward fusion strategies can severely hinder performance in tasks where modalities have differing levels of effectiveness. A detailed investigation into the performance across puzzle insertion tasks indicated that the proposed method not only improved overall task success, but also specific subtasks. For instance, in the task of picking up and placing objects, notable enhancements were observed over traditional methods, demonstrating enhanced efficiency and success rates. The subsequent analysis of modality dependencies revealed that the policies adaptively leveraged different input types based on task requirements. In the occluded marker picking task, for example, the reliance on visual data shifted significantly after initial navigation, transitioning towards a greater dependency on tactile feedback. This marked a two-phase behavior wherein the approach utilized vision for spatial awareness before engaging tactile input for direct manipulation, highlighting the complementary nature of these modalities in achieving task success. Robustness testing illustrated the method's resilience to various types of physical and sensory perturbations. Interventions like sudden object repositioning and sensor corruption showcased the effectiveness of the approach in maintaining reliable performance even under adverse conditions. Furthermore, the ability to integrate separately trained policies for incremental learning proved to be a substantial advantage, allowing the method to adapt to new sensory modalities without requiring retraining, enhancing efficiency in skill extension. Collectively, these results affirm the method's robustness, adaptability, and performance advantages, further opening avenues for future research into refining consensus mechanisms and integrating additional sensory modalities. References. The research presented in this paper highlights the significant advancements in multimodal representations, particularly through the integration of visuotactile perception in robotic manipulation. Various studies showcased how self-supervised learning and deep reinforcement learning can enhance robots' ability to perform contact-rich tasks, leveraging both vision and touch to understand their environments better. The findings suggest that combining different sensory modalities can lead to more robust and adaptable robotic systems, paving the way for safer human-robot interactions and improved automation in complex tasks. This conclusive section encapsulates a transformative perspective on the future of robotic capabilities, emphasizing the potential of multimodal learning approaches in advancing the field. The narrative underscores the importance of continued exploration and innovation in robotic sensory integration as the research community seeks to harness these techniques for practical applications.